Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here she is, the prayer intercessor herself, Ms. Rosemary. Good morning, kiddo.
Captain, and to your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful team, holy moly. Last night, some of you know, because some of you may not have been on, I tried to get as many names and groups on as I could. I'm going to do that every week and add to it. We're going to get through this year. This has been a very difficult year for many, including myself, but I'm telling you, we're going to make it through, and we're just going to keep shouting those blessings out. Now, I want to tell you, I was a little tired last night, but tonight, oh, no way. I am full of energy, and I'm going to put, by the way, someone requested me to put a prayer over our land. Oh, I absolutely will. I absolutely will. I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to end it with something, especially for those of you who, well, let's not be ashamed to say Christians. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, after all. Can't be ashamed of God. We cannot. You know, our president can only do so much. He can only do so much. The rest is up to us. But anyway, I want everybody to know that's hearing my voice. I love you all as if you were part of my family. Some of you know I lost both sisters this year, a month apart. I'm not going back to that. You let them go. But you are better than family. I mean, family is just people that all are in one accord. And we are. We are in one accord. We may all believe a little differently about a few things, but we're in accord. Okay, let me put a blessing, and this is one that's right from the Bible, over our nation. And believe me, when it goes out this powerful, and I know you all are joining me, it will work. Psalm 33, very important. This was for our nation at the time. The Lord brings the counsel of the heathen, and I would use evildoers, because they use the word heathen at that day. Non-believers, evildoers. We got a lot of evildoers. Well, the Lord brings them to nothing. He makes the devices of those people to be of no effect. No, these are not my words. But the counsel of the Lord stands forever. I want you all to hear these words tonight, because I'm going to leave you all for, until probably Sunday. I want you to hear these words. The thoughts of his heart are to all generations. Now listen to these words. Blessed is the nation whose God is their Lord. Is that us? Absolutely. Blessed is the nation whose God is their Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his inheritance. Our souls wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be on us according to our hope in you. Powerful words, powerful. I think one other time I put that on. I'm keeping that one out because we're going to keep doing that. Because we are a nation that we cannot let go of God. You see, a lot happens. We can only expect so much out of our president, who's doing everything he can do, and I will, to his defense. And he just keeps, he just keeps roaring on like a lion. And I say, keep at it, because we're going to stand behind him, not just in word, but in deed, and in absolutely. Prayer warriors are with me on this. We're going to keep putting prayer over our nation. That helps the president, of course. Of course it does. And those evildoers that are just trying to cause trouble, oh my gosh, Captain. I mean, I've never seen anything like this year. Well, you know what? According to the Bible, they're gonna go. They're gonna go. If enough of us believe like I do and keep putting that positive word out and try to love each other. Oh my goodness. In fact, I'm gonna do something here. I heard this again. I can't do the whole thing, obviously. Last night, and it just drove me to my knees. Phil Wickham, I normally don't like his songs, but he has one out called Jesus Christ, My Living Hope. I put a few words on before. And the reason I want to end this is because our hope is in God. Our hope is in the Lord. And you know what? I know that you have to believe in a God. And, well, if this is a Christian nation, we cannot be ashamed. If we're ashamed of God, then you know what? Our leadership has no... May I say something else also? This is a fact. No president in history has ever been prayed over more than ours. So I wouldn't worry about, you know, and by the way, if he makes a mistake now or then, do you expect that he's not human? We are all human. Let's allow for that. And, you know, I get so mad when, well, he said a bad word. Well, so what? Truman was a great president. Yes, he was. But I'll tell you what, he could cuss. I mean, you know, you got to overlook the human part. The captain knows behind the scenes. He's heard me be very human. I've had to apologize. All right, let's go with this. I want you to hear these words before I go off air. The cross has spoken. I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Isn't that beautiful? And now I am yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed that promise, for everybody began to breathe. Out of silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no place for me. You have broken every chain. Death has lost its grip on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. And keep singing that in your heart. You might want to download that song, by the way. It's powerful. I only gave you a couple verses. It is powerful. I've never heard him put a song out like that. And I try to share the most powerful words with you. I've got a million songs. But anyway, God, love you all. And remember this. You've got to know this. And call me if you need me, people. Don't do anything stupid. If you're on drugs, whatever, call me. Call the captain. Please, I beg you. There are people here to help you. And that's what I do. That's what the captain does. Remember, I'm going off right now until, let's see, I guess it's Sunday. Yeah. So I forget what day it is. But anyway, remember, I love you with my soul and my heart. And that comes from God himself. God's love within me draws me to you. You got to know that. I know most of you get that. But if you're new and this is your first night, you're going to get a lot of this from me. Because we're going to hang in together and we're going to make it and we're going to stand behind this presence.
All righty. There we go. And that's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Computer cut her off, unfortunately. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, and my AM 860, The Answer flagship station, Moss Nissan Studio. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbert. That's the father and son team in Kirkland, Washington, and that's right outside Seattle. And they make the product called Relief Factor. Now, this is a product that will help you with any type of nagging pain you've got: arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general. You can try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, that is a $19.95 deal where you pay them $19.95 for the 3-week quick start plus shipping and handling. You'll get it in about 3 to 5 days, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you or not. Now, it worked for me. I've been taking it for almost 3.5 years now, and it would not be without it. It goes everywhere I go. Believe me when I tell you. So, Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/the captain is a website. ReliefFactor.com/the captain is a website. Sign up for that $19.95 3-week quick start. See if it works for you. If it does, you're in like Flynn. ReliefFactor.com/the captain. All right, joining us right now, we have got Dan, the man, Lafayette, Indiana way. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You know, I thought President Trump hit the nail on the head in Minnesota tonight. It was pretty inspiring. He's fighting back, and it was good to see. He's got to do more of these things.
Well, I love the Ilhan Omar reference when he went in there and teed off after her and showed some real guts and gratitude and fortitude for the police officers in Minneapolis, Minnesota. There were thousands of those red shirts in the stands last night.
I heard Antifa showed up, but I haven't heard any more about it. But I hope not. I mean, that's kind of the party militia for the Democrat Party. But that's what I want to talk about tonight. The Democrat left, the Democrat socialists, the progressives, because I think if Trump's going to do this in a big way, there's one state that he hasn't had a rally in, a big rally. He could have his biggest rally ever, and that's California. A lot of Republicans write California off, and I can see why. But you start to look at the developments in California, and a one-party state left to its own devices, and you get chaos. You look at California, their gas and their gas tax are the most expensive in the country. Gas in California is $4 plus a gallon. They have expensive blends of gasoline. They've got terrible schools. They've not built any new structure, no new infrastructure, particularly reservoirs, in almost 50 years. I mean, everything was built they're using today was built in the 50s, 60s, and very early 70s. They spent $15 billion in a high-speed rail network that never laid the first track. You know, you look at this, you know, they left to their own devices. Like I said, it's chaos. One-party rule. And he should go there, and he should point this stuff out, and he should say, this is the start of Venezuela in the United States. This is where socialism goes. This is how it ends. The middle class has left. I mean, some of the great ethnic groups that were in California have left in droves, be it Armenian or the Italians and the Portuguese. The people that made California great and made it a giant are leaving in droves. They got the highest income tax, state income tax of any state, 13%. And you're seeing people can't make it there. Business, the only reason to have businesses in California by governmental standards is to fund the government. And there's much more to it than that. The Democrats have ran that state into the ground. And I think President Trump should go out there in the middle of the state, in the valley, and point these facts out, have a huge rally, biggest he's ever had.
All right. Now, I don't disagree with anything that you said so far there, Dan, about all of that, and I totally agree with you that he should go to California and have a big rally somewhere, maybe around Bakersfield. That wouldn't be a bad area for him. But I got to ask you a question here, since you're into politics and whatnot. Several U.S. senators have asked for a follow-up with the Department of Justice on what happened to the criminal referrals they gave to the people that lied about Judge Kavanaugh.
I don't think they went anywhere. I think it's one of those deals that when it's behind you, you leave it behind. If there were criminal referrals on something that simple, I think you would have heard something by now. I don't think they want to get into, I don't think Barr particularly wants to get into the minutia of just politics. I think he's looking at serious law-breaking, federal law regulations being broke, federal law being broke. And I think once Kavanaugh was on the court, let sleeping dogs lie. That's how I view it. And I could be wrong, but I don't think I'm too far off on that. I just wish that they could get some pressure off of Trump. I can't wait for the report to come out. Supposedly it was supposed to come out tomorrow. We'll see. I'd like to see a couple indictments leveled. I mean, they've had plenty of time. I know the wheels of justice move slow, but once you start to see people come out of their homes in cuffs, I think you're going to change the whole dynamic of what's going to happen in 2020. I think you're going to change the whole dynamic of impeachment, then the media is going to have to pay attention to that. I'm hoping by what I've heard is true that they have a couple of people they're putting the squeeze on that are singing like canaries. That's the best thing that can happen to Trump. I think that relieves a lot of pressure on his administration, and I think it relieves a lot of pressure on House Republicans. The Senate Republicans right now look spineless, with the exception of Lindsey Graham. And there's a couple of others I'm kind of scared of, one being Mitt Romney. Sometimes you can't tell if he's a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, he had that problem, Dan, before when he was running for president, when he had President Obama on the ropes and could have taken him out with the information that he had, and he just chose to ignore it.
Oh, I know that's him. He can't close the deal. Never has been. You know, other than the Senate in Utah, you know, all the times he's ran for anything, he won the Massachusetts governorship once. You know, I think he's, what, 2-3 in elections. But he's kind of scary. He vacillates both ways. He tries to look like the super patriot, the super do-gooder. And it kind of backfires in his face. He ends up looking stupid in the long run. But I still think he has the fantasy of someday being president of the United States, of running for president again.
All right. Now, what do you think? I got one more question before I have to let you go here. What do you think of the report that came out yesterday about Joe Biden, the bombshell report that he had made $900,000 when he was a U.S. senator before he became the vice president of the United States? And then while he was vice president, he made anywhere from $6 to $9 million totaling in Hunter's money there, too.
Oh, I think that was a big payoff to keep him out of the 2016 race, at least part of it. You know, where they funnel it through the Clinton Foundation to Joe Biden. The scary part is, I don't know how many, especially in the Senate, I don't know how many Democrats or Republicans will like hearing that, because everybody has profited from the hog trough on this. I think most people have done this. That, you know, the poorest people that can be elected to Congress are to the Senate, and within their first term, they're millionaires. And now you're seeing how it's done. You know, the minutia of government at the federal level, elected level, you know, it looks like this. Part of it is because it's so expensive to run for reelection. You know, Joe Biden, that's the only job he ever had was in politics. I don't think the guy ever held a real job. Got elected to the Senate in 1972 and was there until 2008. This guy, but I think they've all profited on it. I mean, name somebody, Democrat or Republican, that served in the Senate who didn't get their kid a lucrative job, didn't get somebody a position, they themselves didn't make money. Bernie Sanders is the poster boy on how, you know, he funneled it to his wife. His wife became a multimillionaire overnight. And you tell me how a social worker does that, and I would like to know.
All right, well, I got to let you go because the music's coming up in my ear, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon. So you take care and you stay low there, Mr. Dan. And that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. And by the way, everything Dan's saying is true. Now, it's not the first term. The average, and I got the number right here in front of me, within the first 3 to 5 years, the congressmen that go over there, it takes that long for them to become a millionaire if they're not already a millionaire to begin with. Takes 3 to 5 years. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi's been there God knows how many years. She and her husband are worth about $150 million. Wow, wow, and wow. All right, I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Anti-Trump protesters take to the streets outside the Target Center in Minneapolis. Inside, 19,000 patriots wearing red, white, and blue who support President Trump there to listen to his message.
For the next 13 months, we are going to fight
with all of our heart and soul, and we are going to win the great state of Minnesota in 2020.
And the president says he will continue to drain the swamp.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice, and they want to erase your future.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know a lot of you are involved in a dead-end job going nowhere, no chance for the future, pay raise or promotion. Some of you are coming out of the military. You're coming out with skills, but you don't know where or how to use them, not sure what you want to do. Well, I got a great idea for you, which will not only jumpstart your career, but also your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Not uncommon to start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year and quickly go much higher. Now, you can check them out online by going to naa.edu, and ask to take the tour. That's naa.edu and ask to take the tour. Now, you can also call the National Aviation Academy at 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. Because, again, when you get a hold of them, ask to take the tour. You need to see what this place is all about and what they've got and where they've got it. That's National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. Concord, Mass., Clearwater, Florida. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, the Turkish forces yesterday did, in fact, seize some designated targets on the second day of an offensive against the Kurdish militia in Syria after the withdrawal of U.S. forces, which has opened up a dangerous new phase in the region's eight-year-old conflict. But so far, Turkey is being very precise for what they're doing so far. And Turkey's Syria assault is halting the fight against ISIS right now because the Trump administration's abrupt decision to pull out of Syria has, as expected, led to a pause in the fight against the Islamic State, which will give them a chance to do one of two things, either move out of the way or regroup and reorganize. We'll see how that works out. Now, when Ensign Sarah Mitchell graduated from Virginia Tech in 2017 and joined the Navy, her proud mom accepted the fact that she might never return home if war broke out. And that's indeed what happened to her. So, heartfelt thanks to Ensign Sarah Mitchell for the job that she did serving her country while in the Navy. Now, researchers this year have changed a key metric in how they track veteran suicides in an effort to better explain the scope of the problem. But the mental health advocates are saying that it still doesn't tell the full story. Well, I suppose that's true. It doesn't. But at least you're going to get an idea. And a Defense Intelligence Agency official was arrested yesterday and charged with leaking classified intelligence to two journalists, including a reporter he was dating. This according to the Justice Department. And we'll see where that goes, because that could be very interesting down the line, but we'll see what happens there. We don't have anything to report any additional yet about that. Now, overseas, the largest Middle East military exercise is featuring the Army and Marine ground troops and a multi-domain and urban defense. At the center of the recent Middle East exercise that saw a U.S. partner with 28 other nations for theater moving on land, sea, and air, and a simulated cyber and electronic warfare project as well, soldiers from the 4th Infantry put steel on the target and practiced urban attacks with Jordanian counterparts. So a lot of things going on as they get ready to do whatever it is they're getting ready to do. And the UN says American airstrikes on an alleged Afghan drug lab caused civilian casualties. Well, of course it did. Of course it did. All right, and let's go to the phone line very quickly here. We've got, I think, Ian on the line. Ian, is that you?
Yep. Hey, I got two comments, and I'm going to comment and then hang up and see what you got to say. First of all the stuff about the Middle East, I'm sick of the Middle East and all those endless problems over there. The Middle East, if we don't get our immigration thing under the control right now, you're looking at our future. That is our future, because they've been flooding this country so much with foreigners since 1965 that we're going to end up like the Middle East with wars amongst different peoples on our landmass fighting in never-ending feuds. That's what happened in the Middle East. That place was broken down and flooded by the powers that be over the years. And one other thing I want to tell you. Everybody's talking about, oh, the ISIS prisoners. And I say to this, and if people want to call up and call me inhumane, that's fine. Why are we even taking ISIS prisoners? If I'd have been running things, there'd have been mass executions. There wouldn't be no ISIS prisoners, and there wouldn't be no Gitmo, because them dudes would have been executed on the field of battle in mass.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Ian strikes a couple of points. First of all, about the ISIS prisoners, you might have heard yesterday that Turkey actually bombed one of the prisons, and they bombed the outer walls of the prisons to create a breach so that the prisoners could escape if they were given the opportunity. And what happened instead, what was widely reported by the Kurdish forces, the security forces that were guarding the ISIS prisoners, about 2,000 of them is my understanding, they opened up fire on them and killed a bunch of them, which stopped them dead in their tracks. They don't really want to meet their maker quite that bad, but they opened up their weapons and fired on these prisoners trying to escape. And as far as I know, they killed them all that were trying to get out of the mix, which doesn't make me feel bad at all. Now, the other thing, the endless wars in the Middle East, I totally get it. I totally agree with the president. Yeah, we might have to have a force there because we have to have a base, and God forbid if something were to start up, we could certainly assist in a manner. I believe we'll have a base in Iraq for all eternity. I don't think that's going to go anywhere. That's number one. I know we'll have that base in Jordan that we've got there. We'll have the base in Qatar. Don't believe that's going anywhere. We'll also have the base over in Saudi Arabia. That's not going to go anywhere. And we may or may not be increasing the size of our presence in Egypt because of Libya. We'll see. But the movement afoot now is the enemy is moving from where they've been. What was in the Middle East is actually moving out of the Middle East into various areas of Southeast Asia and also Africa, Eastern Africa, and Central Africa. So we've been moving our forces around in such a manner to try to counter that threat. Now, I mentioned a little bit earlier about Australia in a conversation I was having, and now I'll mention it in terms to what I'm thinking about here. Now, Australia has now become a major Marine, Navy, and Air Force location. So we are doing that to counter the threat, as my understanding, of China. That's why we've done that. Now, are we going to expand in other areas in that part of the world? Probably, because the biggest threat is not going to be the Middle East. It's going to be China, because the Middle East is going to solve its own problem for itself, because you've got Sunni versus Shia, you've got Shia versus Sunni, you've got other factions that don't like each other, don't get along, and we just need to back up a little bit, which is, I think, what we've done, back up a little bit and let these people go at it. Let them go at it, and we'll see who the winner is. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, as we're coming right back with our next military report here. Wait a minute, we're going to do our Highway and Bible report. There you go. Going to do the Highway and Bible report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard, moving on, the theme song from the old TV show, Moving On. By the way, I saw that television show on one of the nostalgia channels the other day. I don't know, I forget which one it was, but it was one of the older show channels that plays it. And Moving On was on, I'll be doggone, Will and Sonny, just like the old days. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And let's get right to it, because we got some real serious weather conditions to talk about tonight. in the central part of the country. Now, a significant hazard is predicted for three parts of the country today. First of all, out in the west, we've got an extreme fire danger where actions across Southern California, very dry to very windy, strong windy conditions out there could definitely create some problems out there in terms of fire, so you got to be very careful up there. By the way, you still got the power off up around San Francisco, Northern California, in certain areas there, so they're not going to change that anytime soon. But I also need to tell you that there's heavy wet snow, and where there's not wet snow, it's colder, and the snow is much heavier with blizzard conditions right now in North Dakota, parts of South Dakota, and a part of Nebraska right now is under what's called a blizzard warning. Now, be expecting more from this powerful low-pressure system, as this system, which is moving slowly from the west to the east, continues to move across into Minnesota today and then on into Wisconsin. But it's taking its sweet time about moving right now in the general direction it's going. Now, also with this snow, you've got sleet, you've got freezing rain associated with it, you've got rain associated with it, and then you've got some very, very, very cold temperatures, kind of like in the middle of it down there around, let's see, around Nebraska and down into Kansas and down into the southeastern, northwestern part. There we go, northwestern part of Arkansas and also Oklahoma right now, too. So there you go. Now, let's not forget that North Dakota tonight, whether you're on I-94, whether you're on I-29, you got snow and you got lots of it and you got the wind blowing. It's not a pretty night to be out on the highways and byways. Don't need to tell you if you're up there in it. You already know that. South Dakota, you've got areas of snow, areas of blowing and drifting snow, very cold temperatures, of course, up in that area. I-90, I-29, be very careful and be aware of that. Then dropping down into Nebraska, you do have some cold weather and snow in the central upper part of Nebraska. And then you've got some hard freeze warnings over to the east of Nebraska right there on the Iowa line. And then down below there into Arkansas, you have definitely got a hard freeze advisory. And the northeastern part of Texas coming out of Dallas, you've got a severe frost and freeze warning there. You've got a lot of cold temperatures in Arizona tonight, especially in the mountains. You've got a lot of cold temperatures and what looks like some mixed precipitation up in the Utah area. And then, of course, coming across Texas, you're going to have windy areas there. Not so much the bad weather, but there's going to be some wind. Probably will help clean some of the trucks off. They got all the snow on them that I've been seeing coming down here. And then over to the east of this front with the snow, you've got a combination of sleet, freezing rain, and or looks like possibly some snow flurries. But that's all out in front of this other front, which reaches right now all the way over into eastern Michigan and the northwest corner and central part of Illinois. And it looks like as if we could move even further east. So keep that all in mind as you address the weekend and everything that's coming up there. Now, in addition, let's take a look real quick at Oregon, because you've got a hard freeze warning in Oregon right there in Medford in the apple and pear and peach valley over there, cherries too for that matter. So be advised about that when you go that direction. And then way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you've got some mixed bag weather up there. Everything from what looks like rain to freezing rain to snow to sleet up in that area tonight. So there you go. So be advised that all that's going on. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stops. And don't forget that that's where it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because these pilots, they got some pretty doggone good food there, and you'll be surprised when you go there. You'll be surprised when you go there. So check it out and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, joining us on the telephone line right now, we've got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Hello there, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Now, I want to talk, first of all, about a breaking news story that came in about an hour ago to me. Two rockets were fired at a tanker. Apparently, I don't know if it was moving through the Red Sea or if it was sitting in the Red Sea. What do you know about this?
It was moving. It was moving. It had its tracker on, so we know where it was. It's a tanker by the name of Sabaty, S-A-B-I-T-Y. The two rockets hit a staterooms, apparently. We don't know about any kind of injuries, but it is doing some slow leaking, not a lot of leaking. So it tells me they weren't terribly large rockets. So I would say that the United States, they have already said that they are very aware of this. They certainly know more because they've got all the systems there to see what's going on, technology-wise. So, now, this is an Iranian tanker. The Iranians are not blaming anybody yet. But they're going to start pointing fingers here in short order, I think, to Saudi Arabia. It had turned on its tracking device in August, when it was going, past the port city of Bandar Abbas. And it's been on since, so we knew where it was. But, yeah, so that's just going to add to the tension, and I would say hold on, because your gas prices are going to go up here in about the next hour.
Okay, well, they're already higher than a you-know-what. They're approaching $5 an hour in California, $5 a gallon in California, and Kyle was telling us that there's even some prices that are a little bit higher than that. But the other thing that we're noticing with what's transferring across the weather dial, if you will, or not weather dial, I said weather, but I'm not meaning weather, is the mayhem in Minneapolis. What happened with Antifa? They were in the middle of that rally last night.
Yeah, they were, along with a whole bunch of others. The police there were very, very prepared for this. They were out there in force. There were apparently as many people outside, pro-Trump people outside, as there were inside. This is one of the largest crowds that he has had. But it seems like the police, the protesters were really going after the police. And the police were kind of suffering, you know, getting hit by rocks and bottles and all kinds of some nasty things. I don't know if there were any arrests. I didn't see that. I didn't see any injuries. I followed it for a little while. I didn't see any of that, but I mean, it was a.
Okay, well, the computer just cut you off, so just hang on there, kiddo. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming back after the top of the hour news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.